USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now heading home from his historic meeting with Kim Jong-un, telling a number of reporters he's confident the North Korean leader is serious about beginning denuclearization. President Trump and Kim also agreeing to bring back the remains of American service persons who went missing during the Korean War. Trump making that announcement after their historic meeting in Singapore, after which he sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos and talked about his perceptions of the North Korean leader.
Over my lifetime, I've done a lot of deals with a lot of people, and sometimes the people that you most distrust turn out to be the most honorable ones, and the people that you do trust, they are not the honorable ones.
Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pain that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More now on President Trump's just concluded summit with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. The president now coming home to some mixed reactions from some in his own party, including Senate Republican John Kennedy of Louisiana, who says he doesn't trust the leader of the rogue nation, saying he's a butcher and a con artist. And Senate Democrat Robert Menendez of New Jersey says of the joint statement the two men signed at the end of their meeting,
"This is the weakest statement I have ever seen come out of any engagement with North Korea."
British regulators are hitting Yahoo with a $300,000 fine after a 2014 cyber attack that exposed data of over 500,000 people in the UK. Worldwide, the attack could have affected more than 500,000,000 Yahoo users. The hack exposing names, hacked passwords, email addresses, telephone numbers, and other information. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A new bill to discourage abortions introduced in the first state. The bill introduced in the Delaware State Senate would require doctors to offer to perform ultrasounds on women seeking abortions, or the doctors would face civil and criminal penalties. However, unlike some legislative efforts in some other states, this bill would not require the doctor to perform the ultrasound if the woman declines the offer. The legislation was introduced last week and assigned to a Senate committee. Seaford, Delaware Republican and lead sponsor Senator Brian Richardson says,
"This gives a woman the information to make the proper choice. There's nothing unconstitutional about having the information that you need to make the right decision."
Delaware lawmakers are also this week considering legislation that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. A new report says an average of 37 children die every year after being left unattended in hot vehicles. The report from the National Safety Council says from 1998 through 2017, nationwide heat stroke killed 742 kids left unattended in hot cars. And downtown Washington, currently a sea of red, as NHL fans are celebrating the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup victory with a huge parade, and there's now going to be a rally on the National Mall. Remember, you can find us online anytime you want. We're at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.